Okay, continuing in Minyanei Hotzah. So the shiur today maybe every shiur is relevant. I don't know, some, but the discussion is, I guess it's more for a Hasidic person, but it could work. It could be for anybody, and that is, you have plastic coverings on hats that people have, like for your strimal, or for your plastic coverings on hats, or strimals, or regular hats, or things like that. Is that considered hotzah on Shabbos?
That extra piece lay hanging down?
With the piece that makes you
makes it protect here.
Yeah, so that's the question. What's the story of, in other words, because basically we said that things that are made to just protect from filth, or not necessarily filth, but you know, to protect the hat or something like that, it's not to protect the person. So then that might not be considered a lavush. That would be considered a masa. And therefore, it would be perhaps usher to have on Shabbos.
So what about the band or the string or a feather in a hat? All of those are not to protect the person, too.
Well, if you have a noi, like... Question is, certain things are lanoi, so we have to see whether how that fits in. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shun Aleph Yudalet. Dover Shehu Derech Malbush. Derech Malbush, and we'll have to try to define what I want to hear how you define that, what it means Derech Malbush. Afilim Eino Lovsho El Mishum Atzuli Tinuf. Whereas we say, normally we say, if something's just you're putting on, so not to protect yourself, but to save from dirt, is a problem. But if it's derech malbush, then it's okay. Mutar lotzeis bo b'shabbos. L'chein mutar lilbosh beged b'pnei ha'gishomim. In other words, you can wear a raincoat, even though you're having, you know, in other words, say it's a warm weather, you don't really need a coat. But you're wearing a coat because it's raining. Oh, koval rosho. In other words, you're wearing it for the terrain. But also liisha litain beged al siifa bivnei hageshomim ve'ein zeh derech malbush. So what is that referring to? So that's a quotation from the Maril. So let's see what the... Let's see, I think I put the Maril in here. Did I put it in here? Yes, a second. I didn't put it in the Maril. I mean, my real is quoted in the Magen Avraham, so we could have the quotation there anyway. Zelosh and Mariel, Chav Gimel on page 1. Mashir Gilam Anoshim Loseis Beshabbos Chatichas Beged Pishtan. They have a piece of
slacks.
You know, to me it reminds like those doilies. You know, they have those doilies, you know. They put chatichas beg pishdan al hasoif, like on the kerchief. Kshiyurdim shomim lahatzil mitinif hamotar. So the doily is covering the what? The kerchief. because the kerchief could get ruined from the rain. So she has a doily on top of the kerchief. She heard him shamal hatzil mitir of hamata gam la shirus mutar lahotzi lo shus harabim came in del anias chazi. Even rich people could wear it. Came in del anias chazi choshev gam la shirus malbush v'lo mosoi. But he says, mashma da fil chatiches beged pishtar kol shem atefes bo kiderech malbush shari. So he says, no, that it's not a doily. Doily wouldn't be good. Because if it's just a thing that just is on the head, so he's saying that's not derech malbush. So what's derech malbush? That has to what? It's like wrapped around you. Like your shirt is wrapped around you. It's misatefes bo, kiderech malbush. So again, the concept that you need derech malbush is if it's to protect from getting the beged ruined. But when you wear a raincoat, you're not wearing a raincoat because there it's derech malbush. A raincoat is for sure. It's misatif bo. It engulfs you. So therefore, even if you were doing it that you don't want your suit to get ruined, creased by the rain, that would be fine. So that's the yisod, that if it's derech malbush, as long as it's, in other words, once it's derech malbush, then even if it's to protect your clothing, that's okay. But if it's not derech malbush, if it's not derech malbush, then it's aser. If it's to protect your clothing, but if it's to protect you, then even if it's not derech malbush, he says, "Afilu." So that what? That if it's kavana shall, that it shouldn't, in other words, not to ruin her kerchief, but it's going to bother her, bother the person. So then, it doesn't have to be derech malbush. Then it could be what? Even like the doily. Because if the reason why she's putting a doily on her head is because she doesn't want the water to seep through her, you know, the kerchief and cause her to get wet. So then even a doily would be okay. Even a doily would be okay. But if it's not, it's only for the purpose of the kerchief. If it's only for the purpose of the kerchief, so then it has to be derech malbush. So then if it's a doily, it's not misatif. It doesn't, you know, come around, or, you know, it's just flat on your head. So then that would not be permissible. That would be considered chotzah. Because again, I say this all the time, people think that chotzah means to carry, and that's a very poor translation. Because then, if we wouldn't say I'm carrying the doily, but that's because chotzah doesn't mean to carry. Chotzah means what? To just bring from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, not in a derech levush. And then that's chotzah. So even though in colloquial English we would never call I wouldn't say I'm carrying it, but the carrying is a poor translation of the word chotzah, and can only lead to incorrect conclusions.
Derech malbush, I guess we're going to get here. There's a difference between an aniz derech malbush versus a usher derech malbush. Is
right.
Like, are we gonna? Is it again? Is it a fashion statement? Is it a protection statement? Is it what? Yeah. What you know?
Yeah, it's just style, I guess.
I mean, yes.
So that's the general rule, that if it's derech malbush, then it's mutter for everything. And the way the Magen Avraham understands derech malbush is that somehow he speaks about ituf. So ituf usually means when you put on a shirt, your shirt is wrapping around you. Your shirt is wrapping around you. So that's for sure derech malbush. But if it's to protect the person, then even if it's on your body, and it's not definitely derech malbush, we'll still consider it a malbush.
I thought ituf is also used legave head covering for davening.
Yeah.
So that's not, you know, we don't require.
But still, it comes around, you know. It's not like a flat piece of something on your...
What about people wear the key on their belt? Is that also considered derech malbush? Or?
No, so that's a separate discussion, whether the key really serves a function or not. You know what I mean? And is it really necessary in the belt, or is it just, you know, something that's really not needed, and therefore...
But it is commonly used that way, so...
Yeah, so you have to get one that's made, you know, properly.
So to take, like, a plastic tablecloth and to use a bobby pin to put it to cover your shaitel, that's not derech malbush. That's what I'm getting out of it.
So as if you put a...
Or if you just really ad hoc, you know...
Well, what would you do? Take a piece of plastic.
Yeah, just, you know... Use a bobby pin.
And the bobby pin?
A plastic bag can be
similar to a plastic bag, but that just seems more, same idea. Yeah, plastic bag.
So it sounds like because you didn't want to get wet, it sounds like he would say it's okay, but if it's because you didn't want your hat to get wet, it would
right.
Be
right. Well, so now, tell me what you think, based on this rule that we saw now. If you have a strimal, and you have a plastic, you know, the plastic coverings for the strimal or for the hat, whatever, is that which category does that fit in?
It's protecting the hat, I would say, because it's fur and if water.
It's protecting the hat, but is it derech? And okay, it's protecting the hat.
No, it's not, because it's protecting the hat. Eventually, the water will seep through to your head. Also, it's really raining.
Yeah. It definitely looks good. They do it very well. And both the shadels and the...
It's also not derech malbush. It's not enclosed. It's not
derech. Is it derech malbush?
There's no shadel. It's not worn...
It's not derech malbush.
No, as a garment, right?
It looks good.
It covers the hat, not around the head.
Yeah.
So you're saying that that's not called ituf.
It's not called ituf.
It's encompassing the hat.
So it's only...
Any part of the body, is it?
Well, would you say that not ituf is if it's a flat piece of thing, but here it has a shape to it.
But ituf has to be attached, I would think, to the body.
To the body.
Well, and this is not at all attached to the body.
Right, so right,
they
right.
They tie it below their chin.
And the chin strap.
Yeah.
Like the football helmet.
Yeah.
So let's see. So
you're better off with a Reagan strimal.
Yeah, a Reagan strimal.
This is the coat. They're saying the coats to get around that problem. with the U-turns.
Yeah, the saying the coats.
That doesn't look as good.
So the Marash Dam, very choshev a sefer of Shmuel di Medina, page 6 and 7. He says a kovash alavacher. Lov shem ala metznefes mipnei hagishamim.
What's levad?
It's like a material.
Bug.
Yeah.
That
I've heard of.
Levadim is when you take material and you press it together as opposed to weaving. That's called felt, right? Nishas Harmashim. So what's the story? Kovishol Vajalovshim al Mitznefes. In other words, you have the Mitznefes, kerchief, and then on top of the kerchief you have this other covering. So is that a problem?
Isn't Mitznefet also one of the big day, the Kohen? What is that referred to?
It's the hat. It's not a kerchief.
It's a hat or a kerchief?
It's not like the hats we have today that are hard. You know, it's like
a turban.
Yeah, some type of turban of sorts. Yeah.
Who's the author? When is he living?
He's early. Do you want to look him up? You'll see. Here, it's right here. 1506 to 1584.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So
they had turbans back then.
Yeah, so he says. Then he quotes a Rambam.
Rosh Yeshiva in Salonika.
So did you visit his yeshiva? The next trip you have to go visit his yeshiva. Yeah. You were close there, right?
I've never been to Salonika.
No? Okay.
He wrote a sefer against Rav Yosef Karo.
Mm. Oh, brother.
Tav Tochacha. A letter against him.
What, against the whole concept of the Shulchan Aruch? People did that. Shulchan Aruch was a very controversial sefer.
That's according to the...
Yeah, because why should we have one person codify Jewish law? Why shouldn't each Rav be able to decide, capable Rav? Why should Jewish law be frozen to one? You know, it wasn't a simple matter. The compilation of the Shulchan Aruch. But it won. You know, it was accepted. You know, so even though there was it weathered the storm.
Do any prominent Rabbanim today still oppose it? Or oppose using it as...
Well, Taimanim, they follow, some Taimanim follow the Rambam.
Chabad follow.
So the Rambam did the same thing. He also codified. He's the first one to codify.
Right. So he says here on page 5, Yotzim b'sak ovo v'yiriyo v'sklus ovo v'yiriyo v'sklus ovo v'yiriyo v'sklus ovo v'lo b'teva v'lo b'kupo v'lo v'machtzelas v'pnei ha'gishomim.
I was in Great Neck over Rosh Hashanah. I saw there's a luach of Rav Yaakov Hillel.
Okay.
And there's a hakdama in that luach. And it's sort of like, it's he's not of the Rav Ovadje camp. And like, he's critical, I think, of Rav Ovadje for being too much of a Rav Yosef Karo, which he was famous for.
Right.
For, like, restoring the prominence of Rav Yosef Karo.
Right.
Because he's more pro-Kabbalah. So I would say that...
Rav Yosef Karo.
No. Rav Yaakov Hillel.
Right?
So I think there's some who oppose the Machaber to a certain degree... from a Kabbalistic point of view, or the primacy placed on the Shulchan Aruch in times where Kabbalah conflicts with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I spoke with one of the Rabbanim there who said it's a famous Hakdama there to that Luach.
Oh, so the Rambam says, Yotzim besak ova, thick sack, rivs gus ova, different thick things. And those things were protecting from the Gshamim.
It's not Derech Malbush, right?
Well, it depends how you're wearing it. Like, you wrap yourself. Avalo b'teva, v'lo b'kupa. V'lo b'machtzelis. So machtzelis is like what do you call those things? Like the mats. So you can use these sacks, but not the mats, not the kupa. So he explains the Marashkam. So he says, "V'yesh lo daktik," see where I put the arrow. "V'yesh lo daktik midivei Ramzal tarti mnei hagshomim lamali elanir ve'inei dasi lashmina chidusha v'tarti v'teru v'sir de'heteru lomar lano afogav shemal bo zeh ein darko lotzeis bo elu mnei hagshomim v'avei mosoi kevin she'enu ela latzuli tinuf k'mash malon." In other words, you might think that it's not darko to wear it and it's a masoi. No. Commercial on the fuel hockey motor came to have a Malbush Ksas. He says, all you need is Malbush Ksas. And therefore, what's no good a Teva? That's not a Malbush at all. Came to Dvar Shainim Derchel Visha Klal. We call Mokum Lamanu Dain Lishlo Ala Teva. Kayotse Shain Derchel Visha Klal.
What would be the equivalent, like a cardboard box or something?
Yeah, something like that. That's.
Maybe. Plastic's a question.
But like teva, I mean, what would be
the... Right, so in other words, so if you put something that's somewhat of a malbush, in other words, it's only if you put a mat on your head or something, a mat on your body, a mat.
How's that going to stay on? I mean,
how's it going to stay on?
Unless you have perfect posture.
Right. So he's like, here, Onosif Chidush Yachar, Hakar Vakesi, Mirakim Vedag, Mutal Otsim, Mokim Arusha, Vedag Malbush. So he's very makel of what's called Derech Malbush. He's saying it's only Lafuke, something that's really not Derech Malbush at all. So again, what would the Marashdam say about the
strimal cover?
Yeah.
Is the strimal cover so much different from a mat?
But here he's telling a case where he wants to protect himself,
right,
not where he's trying to protect the hat.
Right.
People walk around with the newspaper.
Right, and if you look at the Tosefah Shabbos here on page 10, I told you Rav Naftali Beer once said that he heard the name of Rav Aaron Cutler, that just like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you have to learn the Tosefah Choshen, so too when you learn the Or Chaim, you have to learn the Tosefah Shabbos. Rafael Meislish Chachov. So the case that's not there, the end of the Munach al Rosha, right, like the doily, I says. Kemochatiches beged pishtan. Heves bo have derech malbush. Oh, so Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva, where he asers the plastic. On page 11, he comes out against the plastic. And he says that it's not. It's not a malbush. So why is it not? Why is it not a malbush? So he said, "Vidover mechasel plastic, vidover dark plastic." But so he quotes, So he says. He says, "Can also after eat of mixes goof shari." He says it's not on the body. Yeah. So it's not on the body at all. So therefore, it's not on the body. So then that's not considered derech malbush.
So that could be rectified with a strap or something.
Right. So it can be rectified with a strap. So Rav Gutman writes here in the Sefer, Rav Gutman. Satmar, he writes, like you said. Where's Gutman? On page 17. Mihu. Second paragraph on the right side, page 7. Min haroi sheyikasher al atzma hachut hamyuchan lo b'shulav. Because if you have a string and you
tie
the string, so then please excuse me for a second. Hello.
Hi. How's everything? Okay. Good.
Joe's head covering is the only one which is real etook around here.
Somewhat wrapped around
your head.
Yeah. Delivery.
Yeah. So what are you saying? So you have a strap. Hachod ha-miyuchel ha-beshulov. The love of Yesh Lomar came in a plastic somach l'chelek gufo ha-kadov ha-nifra latzva in a love shei malbush. Favikubo lovesh teva v'kupa to usher. So he says that if it will come down, and then it'll be okay. But if not, then he thinks that it's usher. Similar to Rav Moshe. Then he says, "We start here. Mestaber l'aniyas daiti on page 11, on the left side. Mestaber l'aniyas daiti shimhu l'chimum heish tater afshein derech b'nei adam kein. But if it keeps the person warm, that's okay." That's the rakim hula noy ba'alma, and not. But if it's lechimum, I'll call pan rakim kovam shadach b'nei adam vulbosh kain irin. Because the Rama says you're allowed to wear a hat on a hat, two hats, one on top of the other. So it could be like the snow, you know, those winter, you know, the snow. What do you call them? The snow hats. You know, we all wore those.
Pom-poms?
If you have two of them.
Like those Peruvian things?
No.
The ear flaps?
Yeah, what like this?
Davy Crockett hat?
No. No, it's like, you know, you put it in your pocket and you...
Yeah, it's like
stocking
hat. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, something like what you're wearing.
It's a winter.
Yeah.
Ski mask?
Yeah.
Stocking cap.
Yeah, something like that.
About to rob a bank.
So the Rama says that's mutter. But he says that because if you'd wear a second one, it would make you even warmer.
Yeah.
So that's good. But if the plastic doesn't make you warmer. And it's not lanoi. The ain b'zeh shum noi. Faker, it takes away the beauty. It takes away the noi. So therefore, he says that even the Rama won't permit that. But what about kalashin, rubbers?
Galoshes on the shoes?
Yeah. Shemuter, shehim gam mechamim. And so as
your feet a bit?
Yeah.
What if it's summertime?
So maybe, gam hakalashin, but would you say that? You see, because he's saying that also maybe is not derech malbush, because just like the strimal covers is covering up the hat, but not the person, so this is also. So what's the heter to wear rubbers?
Doesn't provide you with warmth.
Slip and
so he
break
says
the head.
That no, because Lamaisa, if your shoes are going to get wet, then you're going to get wet.
Somebody said that about the hat before. You said
that about the hat.
That
your strimal gets wet.
Right. Eventually,
does it ever come up, like, does anyone ever say anything about shoes and socks?
Yeah, shoes and socks.
But what's the hetzer to wear socks?
Or shoes? to wear both.
Right. Right, that's going to be a discussion in a future packet.
Shoes. What?
So Ramosha asks us, but if you look in the there are Mekilim. I made it in a future pack where I think that the Kreuzenberger Rebbe has a famous tshuva. But the Ber Moshe is the Debrezina. So I'm not sure what he means. Maybe you'll help me. So it's funny, he came out with the second volume and he said that the two halachas that I wrote in the first volume that my contemporary rabbinic friends agreed with. So he prints the two letters. One letter is by my uncle, Rav Bixatzal, Rav Moshe Tzvi Aryeh Bixatzal, and the other one was by Moshe Naishlis. Moshe Naishlis was the square Adayin, and Rav Bix was the Rav in Borough Park in the Bronx, and Borough Park is my wife's grandmother's uncle. They say, I never confirmed this story, that when the Debrezina came into Borough Park, and, you know, this new fellow that sort of Bick wanted to make sure he's legit. So he called him up to ask, you know, as a making believe he's just asking Shilas to see, and he passed the test. That's the way the story goes. I never confirmed the story, but that's so he writes here that he says, "Hey, lachashnei k'suvim v'boim ke'echad u'malamdin l'hoel abeis halacha she'skarti b'chiburi v'iskim olem beis ga'oinim v'hakim mididei b'alei hara ha'mefursam shlita." So Rishon my Rav Moshe Tzvi Aryeh Bick, Harav Dekal B'nei Moshe, Paul Brooklyn, b'din kisoy nylon al kova b'shabes. So b'din al kova in kisoy nylon. He says he thinks it's mutter. He says, "V'kevan sherabonim acherim daitem losor any omer bepumbi." He says, in other words, he's not going to come out publicly. Ach eni mocheh b'misha osakei. Chet shemati yagon marish shtayif. Even though I'm not, I have to look in the tshuva, but he says, because I don't know, the tshuva is, I don't know if he says like this, but he said he heard that Rav Yonasan Shtayif. Also, even though we have to see in future tshuvas if it's that's in the sefer, it maybe says differently. So the way he has the version is that he was matir, then they told him that other people asked, so he took away his heter. He says, "Eini yode lama ki achem lo higiu lo karsulov." They don't even touch his ankles, his heel. Yeah, hey malimud hey bahara vade machmas midas anivas also came. So he was matter. So he seemingly agreed with what the Debrezina said. So he wrote this, and then the second thing, Moshe Naishlis, about aspirin on Shabbos. That's a separate topic which we talked about
before.
Yeah, whether that's okay, but that's not our issue right now.
Wow, there's an interesting on 15 with the Nishal. Read this. This is interesting.
Nishal, the kids were playing ball.
Right.
So the ball fell into his yard. They said, "Could you throw it back?"
The Lord's.
Because, and he didn't want to because there was no Erev.
Right, but then see.
Aval Zoso Sosha Gilgal Kabaragla and Agedev Acham. So he pushed it to the end, and one of the kids picked it.
Mm.
So was that right or not? Chashavti lo shakulo kedin osa. Okay, but that's okay. It's also Chutzah. So Rav Goodman said Rav Moshe, but let's see what the Shevet Halevi, Rav Osner, what does he say? Page 20. Asher Sha'al b'Indian Kisui Nylon, Shemesim Malakova Beisag Shomim, Imuta Lotzes Bob Shabbos B'Mokum Shein Erev. Nirulani is Daiti L'Hokel B'Zech. Ulatiro. Hopia Mavur. The Dafki Munach Sholokederch Malbush. Because I think the saying is that maybe Sholokederch Malbush is like a doily, flat. But if it has a
tzura,
even though the tzura is not really covering your body, it's the tzura is the tzura of the hat. Vafki munach shelo kederach malbush. Aval nylon ha'elish a tzurasa shover l'tzuras hakova. Umalbish hakova mikol tzad pshita d'shari. Moshakosov bagan Avram. Tafilu einu malbush be'etzem mikol malkam kevim shemunach heitev aroshu derach malbush. The butter. Forget mishum koval gabi koval leka. Ain less from mishum shem. So that's he thinks that it's not a din in the guf per se. It's a din in the tzura of the thing. So if it's a tzura, if it's just a flat thing, that's not that levush. But it has a tzura to it, so that's like that's good enough. So that was his svar. Could be that was the svar that Rabik was working with, etc.
So much more. If it looks normal, then it's
okay. Yeah. At page 21, he says that again. Oh, wow. So shalta b'inyan tzipui nylon shel kovos shosomim b'shas hakshomim mal latzeis b'shabes. So he says ikir ha'inyan nirlan is daiti dechashu malbush. So he writes the same thing. He says that's different. In other words, it takes on the same shape as the hat. So then the question is, do you have to worry that the person's going to take you off? It stops the rain. So if it's a real Rosh Hashanah, then you maybe should be machmer. He says, in America, right. Some say whenever there's Tezayin Amma. That's what I follow. If there's Tezayin Amma, so I don't use the... So then you can't use any communal areas, which they're all Tezayin Amma. Unless you go with some other hat. But we spoke about this in the past. But if I go to like a bungalow colony or something like that, there's no Tezayin Amma, some type of thing like that, then I would use it. Feel ainam bokim shishim ribo, because some say you need tezayin amma and 600,000, but half the rishonim say you don't need the 600,000. The problem is today is we have the tezayin amma and we have the 600,000. We still those that didn't hear those shiurim, they're all online. What the starting for that is. Hopan pshitu lishim b'Toronto no gimbo iser. Lo tinhog bo heter. So this is, if it's real, this is Rabbi Frank Greenblatt. So he thinks that certain places are a real shiloh v'daraisa, then maybe you should be machmir on the rain hats. But if anyway, as far as to say that it's only a carmelis, then you don't have to be machmir on the rain hats.
Is that a side point? And the main point was...
But the main point is, he thinks Mikra Din is really Mutter. Maybe it should be Machmer because it's a Shiloh of a Doraisa. But he really thinks it's Mutter. And again, so that's the question. Like Rav Gutman and Dr. Einstein and Rav Moshe, those all say together that has to be the guf. It has to, like if you have a bow, And the others are saying that, no... Even if it's just on the hat, but it's not a flat thing.
Why is that the tzura is a determining factor like that?
Because that was the case, in other words, the Maril was giving that case to show that's the case that's not good. Or maybe the Marashdam would say also The case no good is like a machzelis. It's flat, something that's totally flat. But it's mashma that if it's not totally flat, even so it has a tzura of lavush. Even though you're not necessarily being... But the ikar lashon of the Mogen Avraham is like what Dr. Einstein says, is that it's ituf, it's has to
so what come about around. What about a tie?
Tie.
Yeah, it's not...
Hasidim don't wear ties.
Bian.
Bian.
And he wears a tie. I think Rizhin wears a tie in general.
Yeah. I met him. He's I have my Talmud was his nephew. So I met him at Chasanas here and there, beyond the river. His father was my teacher. Who are you?
Yeah.
Were you the Mitzvah Kedushin?
That's your question.
Why are Ramos? I don't know if either of those. I don't know if those.
Either of those. It's rap, but it's not exact.
Yeah. What is it?
Ramosha Maturatai?
Ramosha?
Ramosha Waratai.
That's
a Lavush. It's Ituf.
Why? Ituf?
So you think we should ask her twice?
I see that.
Maybe we should. But that's the story here with this... this Mogen Avraham and
soon they're going to be outlawing plastic bags, so it might be a moot point.
Yeah, right.
What are they going to? March 1st, I think.
Yeah. Why are they asking? Why are they?
The environment and
the ocean. It's a problem. Yeah. But you've been to it's
Irish crack thing.
Well, it really the whole Asura really works well.
Asuring of the plastic bags.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the reason?
Why is it Narishkeit?
Why is it Narishkeit? Because you go to the supermarket and you buy all this plastic stuff.
Okay.
You know, so they can't get a little bit more plastic to put it in.
They really need it.
No, but the bags are collecting in the streets and they're...
And this isn't?
You did?
To a lesser extent. But yeah.
I think it's one of the oceans they're concerned
with. Yeah, so...
Yeah. And straws.
It's on the Baltashkas, you know.
See, and the Prima Gondam on page 2 also says the second line: Kol Shem Mechasek Tzas Haguf. Right? So it's Mechasek Tzas Haguf. That I think is the Pashup shot in the Mogen Avraham. So you want to say other things? You know, Mechasek Tzas Haguf.
Page
2. You see, here, because you look on the Taz, Begit on page 1, Begit Hasif and Nizel al Hasif Luchur. Aval Mechasa Gamaguf, Havadach Malbush. So we didn't read that Taz again. The Taz says it out. His Mechasa Gamaguf is Dach Malbush. So that's what he explains here. Well, but so the Shtreimel cover of course not mechasek sas haguf unless and I'm not so sure when you do this thing. I guess that's called mechasek sas haguf. Is that called when you have the strings and you tie a thing? Is that called mechasek sas haguf? Unless you have something that really, you know, you have plastic going down and then it really covers, you know.
The Rambam has more of a surah than
what?
The Rambam seems to be speaking more in the surah language. They said if it's very hard and you wouldn't do it and it's a masloy, then it's not
surah. Yeah, it's like a machzelis.
Yeah, and it ends. It says harei im hayukashin harei yukum masloy ba'asar.
So this is the so this.
It's not a masloy.
So yukashin because it's not. It's like the doilies. Even that's not kosher, but it's stiff. It's not a derech. Derech malbush has to be, you know, soft. You can't wear something, you know, like a material. But the question is, do you need the goof? So these seem to Taz seems to say he did. You can ask the notes. What were you about to say?
He's at the Kollel across the street.
Yeah.
And there's a schnarrer there.
Yeah.
I don't think he was Jewish, but he had a hat on. But the hat had it was like a black hat with a string attaching around his head. But maybe he's just being machmir.
What did he have?
He had a black hat, but it had like a string attached, like a Mexican hat.
Oh yeah.
You guys are playing on the subway, right?
Yeah.
Well, some people aren't as a day that hats are too big anyway, so maybe would it help to have that, or that doesn't help?
Yeah, I don't think it helps. But okay. But as Hashem, next week, hopefully, we should do the Shir on Purim.
Mm-hmm.
Shigar.